With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, speaking of so much in love, if you found someone that you connect with, right, you don't want to let that opportunity for love pass you by simply because you two don't live in the same place. But long distance relationships aren't easy. So what can you do to keep the spark alive? Well, Dr. Caroline West, lecturer and sexpert, joins us now to chat about this from our Cork studios. Hello, Caroline. How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous, Laura. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming on with us this morning.
Oh, always happy to talk about sex on the radio.
I know. It's fantastic. Really and truly at this hour. Look, we'll get straight into it because we are talking about long distance relationships and how to keep the spark alive. But communication is key in any relationship, but for long distance, it is truly number one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, communication is the bedrock of any relationship. But normally, if you're living under the same roof, you can kind of have, you know, a little 5 minute debrief or, you know, argument or whatever you're having. But then when it's long distance, that can kind of build up and up and up, and you don't want to bring it up, you know, when you finally see the person. So it can just lead to bigger issues than if you just say, hey, we need to talk about this.
And let's be realistic, right? When you see someone face to face, like tonally, everything is a lot easier.
Yeah.
But if you're talking over text the whole time or even on the phone, like sometimes it's very easy to misconstrue something or get it wrong when you're not face to face.
Oh, absolutely. I'm terrible for that. I'll be like, what do you mean by that?
And same.
They mean something completely normal. So that's where like things like FaceTimes or Snapchats or whatever technology you're using come in. So you can see that person's face and you can see if they're being genuine or, you know, just giving them the space to kind of connect with you on that visual level. Mm. Because, yeah, most of our conversation is not actually verbal. It is visual. It is looking at tone and body language, all those kind of things. So, yeah, help yourself out. Don't have arguments via text like I have done.
I'm also so guilty of that. Brian's over in America for a minute at work, so he's gone for the last couple of weeks. But like, he'll just text me something quickly and I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
What's at the full stop? He's like, oh my God, I don't have time for this. Calm down. Gifts and cards, they can be a nice way to let them know that you're thinking about them.
Yeah, how lovely is it to get something in the post that isn't a bill, you know, so something nice and fluffy and it's lovely. But even, you know, if you don't have money because international postage or whatever might be too expensive, sending memes or short little videos or, oh, I saw this video of this like recent concert of your favorite singer, you know, all those little things that say, I see you, I know what you're into, I want to support you, I want to chat about this with you. And share that, like, you know, the love of memes is very underrated.
So, Caroline, what you're saying basically is that we can communicate via TikTok without actually having to speak. We can just go back and over.
Yeah, perfect.
Some articles that I have seen have suggested that you have to contact each other in the morning and then at night. Do you agree with that?
I think so, yeah. Look, life gets busy as well, so you have to be able to give each other grace if those texts and calls are missed sometimes. Mm-hmm. If it's a big, massive, regular occurrence, then maybe you need to chat. But it's a lovely part of a relationship, especially at nighttime when you're, you know, meeting together, you're back in the door or you're back online, whatever it happens to be. And you chat about how your day was and, you know, what this person in the office said and any cool things you saw. Like, that's emotional bonding. So
yeah.
If you don't have that, you know, it makes the physical side even worse, but it'll make that distance even lonelier, really.
With time difference as well, I think you really just have to nail down a time, like, and it's non-negotiable. You nearly put it in your calendar as a meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think scheduling things does not sound fun, but actually it's really beneficial and you'll definitely make sure of it then if it pops up in your calendar saying text so-and-so in half an hour and you're like, oh, brilliant, grand.
Yeah,
like, make things easy for yourself.
Making plans as well. You don't want to go too long without meeting up. That's quite important.
Yes, definitely. So see if you can arrange, you know, maybe it's once a month, maybe it's an afternoon, you know, maybe it's a bit longer distance. So maybe you only have a week together or something. Mm-hmm. But make sure you kind of plan that out and make sure it's, you know, quality time that you're spending together and having those nurturing moments in person that will sustain you when you're not together in person. But I think, yeah, having lovely things to do is great. And also just chilling on the couch together is also really nice.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
All you want to do is just sit side by side. You're not staring at your phone. You touched on it earlier on, right? But, you know, okay, like you've made your plans, you're going to meet up for your week. But if you haven't seen each other for ages and there are a couple of niggles and arguments, you don't exactly want to talk through all those things if your time is pressured. If your time is very precious. Do you think that there's an added pressure on couples to be perfect when they see each other face to face?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, if you're literally going, I have 24 hours with this person. So they all have to be 24 excellent hours. You know, like you kind of want to get your money's worth, so to speak, you know. So any of those little niggly bits and stuff, try and sort them out beforehand. You know, it'll just grow and grow and it'll be this huge thing. And the other person's probably going, what are they on about? You know, but you've had time to stew and let it build up in your head. So try and, you know, you can solve that through those evening check-ins or, you know, not send a wall of text, but maybe send like a short video or something. So again, people can see the context and they don't want to feel like they're being given out to. But if you're able to say, look, I have this thing that you did, I want to talk to you about it or whichever, that will not only help a long distance relationship, but every relationship, you know, that honesty and willingness to look at issues, that's golden.
A video is definitely a good idea, because what I found myself doing is I do wait, but I get it out in the first like 10 minutes of Brian coming home. So I will like rant at him and then he'd be like, okay, you good? And I'm like, yes, I am. I feel so much better after that. So like, we get on, and then, but now we know what's happening. It's good. But again, sending a video can really help with the tone and the body language, I assume.
Yeah, definitely. And little smiles, you know, if you're dealing with a hard topic, like a smile and a friendly face, it goes a really, really long way. And yeah, have that routine like you and Brian have of like, right, this is rant time. We set aside
this. It's just one-sided though, Dana. It's just me ranting at him.
But you have to listen to him going on about some stuff as well.
Thank you. Like, so. I still don't know what he does. Caroline, let's talk about intimacy, right? Because sexting and getting romantic over FaceTime can help, but like people can be a bit awkward about it.
Yeah, definitely. If you're trying to figure out your angles and, you know, and what to say, and in the cold light of day, if you look back on your sex, you can kind of go, oh gosh, like I can't believe I wrote that last night. So figuring out what words work for you, if you're using language that makes you feel awkward, is there a different word you can use, you know, for your body parts or for the activities that you're doing? If there's something you both really like, maybe focus on that so you already know it's like comfortable. And then sometimes like there's apps out there where you can do joint sexy time games together, or quizzes, or, you know, if you get creative and use that technology that's out there, you know, your intimacy can really carry on. And there's a lot of even sex toys that can be controlled remotely, or, you know, you can post things to each other. So there's loads of different ways, and that creativity is again another thing that sustains relationships and helps to keep it going.
Well, so it's using technology to your advantage, you know, like it's all there, it's sitting there. So there's no reason to not have like these great moments just because you feel a little bit awkward.
Absolutely. Like digital intimacy is such a part of our lives now. And, you know, if you're not feeling comfortable, you don't have to put your face in the pictures. You don't have to put any identifying marks. If you really want to, you can put a watermark over it. So, you know, if it does get out there in the world, you know who's leaked it, because you have their name written on it. And actually, hotline.ie is a great resource for anyone who has had their nude shared without their consent. And they'll help you work to get it taken down.
And that is illegal now, just
Coco's Law.
Yeah, thank God it finally came in. But obviously, like, you know, you can do FaceTime, because nothing can go wrong there, because it doesn't actually live anywhere either.
Yeah, and all those disappearing kind of apps and Snapchat and things like that. Yeah. Like there's loads of different ways. I think even WhatsApp now is disappearing messages. So there's no cringe when you're looking back the next day as well.
If you've gone through long distance, you can get to a point then where, you know, you're finally deciding that you're going to go full time together, essentially. You know, one person is going to move to a different location and you're going to be together all the time. That can be very tricky to navigate, especially when you're so used to your own space and your routine. You're now in your routine of calling each other in the morning and the night. You're doing your sexy FaceTimes, you're sexting back and over, and this goes, but then having someone in on top of your space can just be a bit much.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a lot of pressure to be like, we waited all this time, you know, we've been long distance for so long.
It has to be perfect.
Oh, it's so much pressure. And spending that much time with anyone can be a pressure. Like COVID led to a lot of people breaking up because they were just sick of the sight of each other and being locked down with them. So you have to give each other grace to be touchy about each other, or, you know, even sleeping arrangements. You know, does one of you sleep on one side? Does one of you snore? You know, you have to get used to all those kind of things, because that'll impact how you view each other in the mornings. You know, if you're sick of each other, going, oh, I don't want to check in because they've kept me awake snoring all night, you know. So you have to see them as a real human with flaws and all, and not just this lovely long distance ideal relationship.
I think as well, what you just pointed out there about not having, you know, not everything's not going to be perfect because relationships aren't perfect anyway. So just because you've made this jump and this leap to go and live together, you know, permanently, that you're not in separate locations, don't put the pressure on yourself that, oh my God, no, it has to be great because we sacrifice so much to make it work. You're allowed still have a little like fight, get it all out, clear the air, and that leads to a healthier relationship.
Absolutely, yeah. If you keep that simmering away, going, God, I don't know if I like them anymore or whatever, like, talk about it. They're probably feeling the same thing, and it's probably not your connection. It's just the getting used to each other on that full-time basis. Yeah. It's a massive adjustment. So, you know, give yourself a bit of time, allow yourselves to have the arguments, you know, don't let it simmer under the surface, and then go back to bringing in that quality time. So just because you do now have all that couch time doesn't mean you can't still do all those fun, lovely, creative things.
Caroline West, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Loads to think about there, but also I feel like you really did simplify the, you know, you've broke it down for everybody. It's like, here's the main things to go and just go fly and be free.
Yeah, just talk to each other.
Yeah.
That's, you're pretty much guaranteed a much better relationship if you just talk honestly to each other.
Caroline, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Dr. Caroline West, lecturer and sexpert. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.